Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've had some severe weather go through this week, and I want to remind you of some resources and tips related specifically to power outages. Our food safety experts from Iowa State University share some tips when the electricity has been out for several hours or longer. If you begin to wonder whether the food in your refrigerator or freezer is still safe to eat, here's some key considerations when handling food items that may have been a little too long without electricity. Information coming from the CDC, refrigerated or frozen foods may not be safe to eat after a power outage, and there's 4 points to consider. First of all, never taste food to determine if it's safe to eat. When in doubt, throw it out. Throw out perishable foods in your refrigerator after 4 hours without power. This includes meats, fish, cut fruits and vegetables, eggs, milk, leftovers, and any foods that have been prepared in advance for a meal. Also, throw away any foods with unusual odors, colors, or textures. If you have questions, you can also check the temperature of the food kept in coolers or refrigerators. Those should be thrown out, any food that is over 40 degrees Fahrenheit after it has been in the refrigerator for several hours. It's also a best practice to keep an appliance thermometer in your refrigerator and freezer so you can monitor what the temperature of that particular location is. If the appliance thermometer in your freezer is still at 40 degrees or below when the power returns, you can safely refreeze or cook any thawed frozen food. The thawed food must still contain ice crystals or be at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below in order to be considered safe and refrozen or cooked in this manner. There are several other resources you can look up on how to handle those power outages. You can also check out ISU's disaster recovery webpage. Lots of resources on that. Go to the Iowa State University Extension homepage and search disaster recovery. They have resources on everything from cleaning up after a power outage to cleaning up after flooding or other issues, so encourage you to check that out. Of course, a resource that we've been promoting a lot this summer, the Iowa Concern Hotline, provides confidential access to stress counselors, attorneys for legal education, and referral and information for a wide variety of topics. Iowa Concern has a toll-free phone number, live chat capabilities, and a website. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at no charge to any Iowa resident. You can call 1-800-447-1985. There's also language interpretation and hearing interpretation services available on that line. You can also visit the website for the Iowa Concern Hotline. From there, you can live chat with a stress counselor online in a secure environment, email an expert regarding any questions you have about legal, financial, stress, crisis, and natural disaster issues, and you can also check out all the resources on the Iowa Concern website and look up their frequently asked questions. Lots of good resources there, and we do encourage you to take advantage of those. Iowa Concern Hotline has been a great resource for folks throughout the coronavirus pandemic, but as we start to have other issues such as weather and health challenges popping up, keep in mind that the Iowa Concern Hotline is also a resource for local residents going through any of those issues. So we do encourage you to use that number. Again, that hotline is 800-447-1985. As we continue to navigate through the coronavirus pandemic, I also want to share with you some online classes available from Iowa State University Extension. As we all know, the pandemic has brought significant changes to daily life as people adjust to a new normal. But the pandemic has also caused loss of employment, reduced social contact, fewer connections with loved ones, and a general sense of loss and isolation. There are 2 online courses coming up beginning in August available to residents of Iowa at no cost. Both of them are short online virtual programs designed to provide education. Our first one is called I Feel Blue, Resources for Life in a Pandemic. This program is designed to provide education about feelings of sadness and loss, how people can manage and overcome. Individuals will also receive practical resources to help them navigate the strong feelings provoked by the pandemic. Opportunities will be provided for discussion at the end of each session. These programs are available both during lunch hours and evening hours to accommodate a variety of busy schedules. Each session is a standalone session and not a series that you need to register for. Each individual program will last for 1 hour. These programs start next Thursday, the 20th of August. That one's offered at 6:30 in the evening. There's also one on Thursday, September 3rd, Thursday, September 17th, and Thursday, October 1st. Some of those are in the evening and some of those are at noon. The second program, available at no cost from ISU Extension, is called I Worry All the Time, Resources for Life in a Pandemic. Again, also offered over lunch hours and evening hours. This program is designed to provide education about anxiety and offer practical tools to manage worry. Again, opportunities for discussion will be provided. That program starts this Thursday, August 13th at 6:30 p.m. Noon options are available on August 27th and September 24th, and another evening session is on Thursday, September 10th. Again, those are not a series. Those are each individual standalone programs for approximately an hour at a time. Information on both of those programs can be found on the Iowa State University Extension homepage, and you can register for free from that homepage as well. With all of the challenges going on between weather, the ongoing pandemic, I do encourage you to take some time, take care of yourself, check on those around you, and make sure they are okay, both physically and mentally, and continue reaching out and finding those resources to help you cope and adapt to this new normal and to many of the major changes going on around us right now. As always, ISU Extension here in Cass County is here for you, both in person, over the phone, and online. We encourage you to call us at 712-243-1132. We'd be happy to direct you to local programming or help you find answers to questions. You can also follow Cass County Extension on Facebook or find us online. Visit the Cass County Extension website or stop in the office to learn more about programs or pick up resources to help make your life a little bit easier. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.